Welcome to your GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into one of the most fantastic topics in Buddhism, the Dharma, Buddhist duties and festivals. I'm so glad you're here because once you really get this topic, it all clicks together beautifully. So, let's start with the big picture. The word Dharma, or Dharma in Sanskrit, is absolutely central to Buddhism. It has three main meanings that examiners love to test. First, it means the universal truth, the way things actually are. Second, it means the Buddha's teachings, everything he taught after his enlightenment. And third, it refers to the path, the practical guide to ending suffering and reaching nirvana. So, when you see the word Dharma in an exam question, think truth, teachings, and path. Now, the Buddha didn't just wake up one morning and decide to start a religion. His teachings arose from a profound insight into the nature of reality. And that insight is captured in what we call the three marks of existence, or in Pali, the Tilakana. These three marks describe the fundamental characteristics of all conditioned existence. Let's go through them one by one. The first mark is anicca, impermanence. Everything changes. Nothing lasts forever. Your feelings, your body, your relationships, even mountains, all of it is in constant flux. The Buddha taught that when we cling to things as if they are permanent, we set ourselves up for suffering. Think about it. Have you ever been really upset when something ended? A friendship, a phase of your life, a favourite thing breaking? That's anicca in action. The second mark is anatta, no fixed self. This is the one that really blows students' minds. Buddhism teaches that there is no permanent, unchanging soul or self. What we call me is actually just a collection of constantly changing processes. And this leads us beautifully into the five aggregates, the khandhas, which is the Theravada Buddhist explanation of what a person actually is. The five aggregates are rupa, form or body, vedana, feelings and sensations, sanna, perception, sankhara, mental formations like intentions and habits, and vijnana, consciousness. Together, these five constantly changing processes create the illusion of a fixed self. There is no permanent soul sitting behind your eyes, just these five flowing, changing streams. A brilliant exam answer will name all five and explain how they support the concept of anatta. The first mark is dukkha, suffering or unsatisfactoriness. Now, this doesn't mean life is all misery. Dukkha has three levels. There's ordinary suffering, physical pain, illness, death. There's the suffering of change. Even pleasant things end and that causes suffering. And there's existential suffering, the deep unsatisfactoriness of conditioned existence itself. The Buddha's genius was diagnosing this condition and then providing the cure, the Eightfold Path. Now, here's something examiners absolutely love. The interconnection of these three marks. They are not separate ideas, they work together. Because everything is impermanent, anicca, there can be no fixed self, anatta. And because we cling to things as if they were permanent and had a fixed self, we experience suffering, dukkha. They are three lenses on the same truth. If you can explain that interconnection in your exam, you are heading for the top marks. Let's move on to dependent arising, paticca samuppada, which is one of the most profound teachings in all of Buddhism. The core idea is beautifully simple. Because this arises, that arises. Everything exists in dependence on conditions. Nothing exists independently or permanently. The teaching is traditionally expressed as a chain of 12 links, the nidanas, starting with ignorance and ending with aging and death. The key insight for your exam is this. If you break the chain, especially at the point of craving, tanha, you can end the cycle of suffering and rebirth.
Now let's talk about the two great Buddhist traditions and how they differ on human nature and destiny, because this comparison question comes up all the time. In Theravada Buddhism, the tradition of South and Southeast Asia, the ideal is the Arhat. The Arhat is someone who has followed the Eightfold Path, eliminated all craving and ignorance, and achieved nirvana, liberation from the cycle of rebirth. The Arhat's goal is personal liberation. Think of it as the individual path. You work on yourself, you achieve enlightenment, you are free. In Mahayana Buddhism, the tradition of East Asia, the ideal is the bodhisattva. A bodhisattva is someone who has developed the wisdom and compassion to achieve enlightenment, but who chooses to delay their own nirvana in order to help all other sentient beings reach liberation first. The bodhisattva takes a vow, a solemn promise, to work for universal liberation. The motivating force is karuna, compassion. Think of the bodhisattva as the ultimate altruist. Mahayana Buddhism also introduces two other important concepts. Shunyata, emptiness, is the teaching that all phenomena are empty of inherent, independent existence. This goes even further than anatta. It's not just that there's no fixed self in persons, but that all things lack inherent existence. And Buddha nature, Tathagatagarbha, is the teaching that all sentient beings have the seed of Buddhahood within them. This is a much more optimistic view of human potential than the Theravada perspective. And then there's the Pure Land, a concept particularly important in certain Mahayana schools. The Pure Land is a realm created by the Buddha Amitabha, where conditions are perfect for achieving enlightenment. Devotees aspire to be reborn there through faith and devotion. It's a beautiful example of how Mahayana Buddhism developed diverse paths to liberation. Now let's talk about Buddhist festivals and duties, because these bring the Dharma to life in practice. The most important Buddhist festival is Vesak, also called Buddha Day, celebrated on the full moon of May. It commemorates the birth, enlightenment, and death of the Buddha, all believed to have occurred on the same date. Buddhists celebrate by visiting temples, making offerings, meditating, and releasing lanterns. The lanterns symbolize the light of the Dharma, dispelling the darkness of ignorance. Vesak is a beautiful example of how Buddhist practice expresses the core teachings. Dharma Day, or Asala Puja, commemorates the Buddha's first teaching, the Dharmacakkappavattana Sutta, the setting in motion of the wheel of the Dharma, to his first five disciples at Deer Park in Sarnath. This is when the Sangha, the Buddhist community, was founded. Dharma Day is celebrated with teachings, meditation, and reflection on the Buddha's first sermon. Sangha Day, Katina, is a festival at the end of the monsoon retreat, when lay Buddhists offer robes and supplies to monks. It celebrates the interdependence of monks and laypeople, the Sangha, and is a beautiful example of how Buddhist value of generosity, or dana. Buddhist duties, the ethical framework of the Dharma, are expressed through the five precepts for laypeople. These are to refrain from taking life, to refrain from taking what is not given, to refrain from sexual misconduct, to refrain from false speech, and to refrain from intoxicants. For monks and nuns, there are additional precepts in the Vinaya, the monastic code. These precepts are not commandments from a god. They are training rules that Buddhists voluntarily undertake to reduce suffering and cultivate wisdom.
Now, exam tips time. This is where we make sure all that knowledge earns you maximum marks. The most common mistake candidates make is treating the three marks of existence as separate, unrelated ideas. Examiners are looking for you to show how anicca, anatta, and dukkha are interconnected. Use phrases like, because everything is impermanent, there can be no fixed self, and therefore clinging causes suffering. That kind of analytical language is what pushes you into the top level. The second big mistake is confusing Theravada and Mahayana concepts. Never say the five aggregates are a Mahayana concept. They are Theravada. Never say Shunyata is a Theravada concept. It is Mahayana. Learn which tradition each concept belongs to and be precise. Third mistake? Failing to use precise Pali or Sanskrit terminology. Examiners award credit for accurate use of terms like paticca-samuppada, tanha, khandhas, and karuna. You don't need to spell them perfectly, but using them shows depth of knowledge. For explain questions, worth 8 marks, use the Peel structure. Point, evidence, explanation, link. For example, the concept of anicca teaches that all things are impermanent. The Buddha used the example of a flame. It appears continuous, but is actually a series of constantly changing combustion events.
This means that clinging to anything as permanent will inevitably lead to suffering. This links directly to the first noble truth, that life involves dukkha. That's a full Peel paragraph right there. For evaluate or how far do you agree questions, worth 12 marks, you must present both sides of the argument with specific evidence, then reach a clear, justified conclusion. Don't sit on the fence. Examiners want to see you commit to a view and defend it. Now, quickfire recall quiz. Cover your notes and answer these out loud. Question 1. What are the 3 marks of existence? Anicca, Anatta, and Dukkha. Question 2. Name the 5 aggregates in order. Rupa, Vedana, Sana, Sankara, Vijnana. Question 3. What is the difference between an arhat and a bodhisattva? An arhat seeks personal liberation in Theravada Buddhism. A bodhisattva delays their own nirvana to help all beings in Mahayana Buddhism. Question 4. What does paticca-samuppada mean? Dependent arising. Because this arises, that arises. Everything exists in dependence on conditions. Question 5. What festival commemorates the birth, enlightenment, and death of the Buddha? Vaisak, or Buddha Day, celebrated on the full moon of May. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you are in great shape. If you missed some, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways. The Dharma is the Buddha's teaching, the universal truth, and the path to liberation. The 3 marks of existence, anicca, anatta, dukkha, are interconnected conditioned reality. The 5 aggregates explain human personality in Theravada Buddhism, while Mahayana uses concepts like shunyata and Buddha nature. The arhat ideal in Theravada contrasts with the bodhisattva ideal in Mahayana. And Buddhist festivals like Vaisak, Dharma Day, and Sangha Day bring these teachings to life in practice. You've got this. Go back over your diagrams, test yourself with the retrieval questions in your study guide, and remember, the examiners want to see you think, not just recite. Show them the connections, use the precise terminology, and reach clear conclusions. Good luck. I know you're going to do brilliant.